The letter and the reply that I received gives me a lot of concern about exactly where the priority is for the A5, because there should have been, to date this year, 53 million spent, when in actual fact only 13 million will actually be spent, which means that there's been 30 million withdrew overall, given that there's only been 10 spent. So this is very, very concerning. There hasn't been a sod turn. There doesn't seem to be any focused plan on how we're going to get this to move forward. And it gives me, as the MLA for a constituency of which is affected hugely by the A5 and the need for the A5, and also a constituency that has lost many, many lives on the A5, we need this road to be developed, to be built, and we need it to be taken very seriously by each and every individual, be it those who are elected or not elected, in terms of the Assembly. On the back of this, I will be meeting with the Permanent Secretary. I've also scheduled meetings with the Irish Government, because they too have a duty to step up to ensure that their end of the bargain is kept. And I want to hear exactly.
And is there a fear that if an agreement isn't reached at Stormont, that this funding could be withdrawn altogether?
I hope that's not the case. It is outlined that it is still a priority. The benefits of the scheme are very, very clear. The only positive I can see is that the Permanent Secretary is able to sign off on the first phase of the scheme, and that is to be welcomed, which means that even for whatever reason there isn't a re-establishment of the Executive, that the Permanent Secretary can sign off on it. But it's whether or not he has access to the funds that can actually make this happen in real terms. So there's been constant delays. People have heard constant excuses. They've heard the continuous bickering going on between the DUP and Sinn Féin over whatever else it is they're arguing over. But the A5 is a major priority.